Hey, good morning and a good Erev Shabbos, everyone. Day 21, how appropriate, is entitled Slichot. Tomorrow night, Jews throughout the world will be gathering in their synagogues, Ashkenazic Jews, I should say, because Sephardic Jews have already been saying these special penitential prayers. Slichot, the word Slicha is a word you'll not often hear when you're on a bus in Israel and somebody bumps into you. That was a bad joke. Slicha means excuse me, forgive me, pardon me. Right, you're asking slicha u'mechila. You're asking forgiveness from Hashem, and this is something that we start doing. The Sephardic world begins the whole month of Elul, getting up early and reciting these special penitential slichot prayers. The Ashkenazic community starts the week before Rosh Hashanah with Motzei Shabbat, with Saturday night. Anybody in the Manhattan area would like to join MGE? We have amazing slichot services. We're starting with a kumzitz at 10 with a live music concert. Get us into the mood, and then the slichot themselves are at 11. Now, I gave the source for this tradition. It's a very beautiful tradition, Tana Debei Eliyahu, which is an important rabbinic source that speaks about a vision that King David had of a conversation with God. And in this conversation, King David asks how his descendants one day, the Jewish people, would secure atonement for whatever sins, you know, sins, transgressions, that's what distances us from our God, from Hashem, and it creates a problem in our relationship. And what happens when you have a problem in relationship? You need to learn how to make up and get back in with each other. And the main way to do that, David saw through his prophetic vision, was through the temple. The temple service, through the sacrifices and the offerings and everything else going on in the temple, would be the way that Jewish people, when they would sin and transgress and disconnect themselves from their Creator, would be able to get back in with Hashem. But he saw through his prophetic vision that the temple would one day be destroyed. The temple, of course, the first one was built by his son Solomon. And then the Jewish people would be left after that temple was destroyed without a means of atonement. So David asks God in this vision, how will the Jewish people earn forgiveness? How will they reconnect with you when they sin if there's no more temple? And in response, David receives this vision of God wrapped as a chazan, sort of like dressed up with a prayer shawl, like a cantor leading services, showing none other than Moses, the special 13 attributes of mercy, the Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum, which make up the central part of the Slichot service. God, God, compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, abundant in kindness. And these are words that God says to Moshe that you should use and your descendants should use anytime you mess up, you sin, you transgress, you create distance between yourself and me. Use these words to get back in. It's almost like a parent sending their kid off and saying, look, you're going to make mistakes in life. You're going to mess up. Here's what you need to do. Here, you need to call this person. You need to go to this home. You need to say this formula. And ultimately, God was telling David HaMelech, King David, that even after the temple will be destroyed, there will always be a way back for the Jewish people to find their reconnection with Hashem. And when other avenues of spiritual connection are closed off, we've got these 13 special attributes of mercy, which explains why on Yom Kippur, we're going to be saying them again and again and again. The Ni'ilah service, which is the most intense closing service of Yom Kippur, we recite again and again the 13 attributes of mercy. Now, you can actually see, excuse for the noise in the background, you can actually see in the book on page 82, that I have the 13 attributes of mercy translated and explained. And if anybody would like to, you can check out the book. If you don't have the book, maybe I'll take a picture and pop it into the chat here. But one question that was asked by a number of rabbis is like, what is this, like a game? You know, you mess up and then you just have to sort of read this and you're okay. That doesn't sound like a very Jewish or sincere thing to do, just like a little magic abracadabra, say a couple of words and you're back in with God. You know, life doesn't work that way. So one of the great Kabbalistic works that Tomer Devorah teaches, and I'll give credit to my son Ezra for sharing this with me, says it's not that you're just saying these words, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'chanun, which is the focus of the Slichot prayers that we're going to be saying tomorrow night and over the next week before Rosh Hashanah. It's that you're doing these things. It's all about Hashem's mercy. God is merciful before man sins. He's merciful after they sin. That's the first Hashem, the second Hashem. Kel is the Hashem, is the power of God's compassion and mercy, and he's slow to anger, and he's filled with kindness and with truth. He preserves kindness for thousands of generations, And he lets things go. What the Tomer Devar explains is that we're not supposed to just say these words. We're supposed to try to live those words. And that's how we can get back in with Hashem after we've sinned, not just by mumbling a bunch of words, but actually trying to internalize compassion, mercy. And if Hashem sees that we are merciful, compassion, and we let things go for, you know, insults and offenses that other people have done against us, it doesn't mean the other person shouldn't ask for forgiveness, but that we let it go, Hashem will be more likely to let it go too. So through recitation of the 13 attributes of mercy, not just saying it, it's doing it. And please God, we should all be zocha. We should all merit, follow God's attributes, becoming a more compassionate, letting go kind of person. And in doing so, Hashem will do that to us, for us as well. Shabbat Shalom, and I'll also post my Parsha Torah here as well. Have a great Shabbos, my friends.